New research suggests that as temperatures rise, lightning will increase as much as 50% over the next century all across the United States. It was all compiled by a team at UC Berkeley and published in this week's issue of Science. Climate scientist David Romps joins us now to talk about his findings. Welcome to Take Two, David.
Good morning.
Now, your team looked at different climate prediction models to determine future lightning patterns. What are you looking for?
Well, we did three things here. We developed a predictor for lightning, then we tested it against observations, and then we went into these climate models and used it there. And these climate models are telling us then that on our current trajectory of emitting fossil fuels, the number of lightning strikes in the U.S. will increase by 50% over this century. So for every two lightning strikes in 2000, we'll have three lightning strikes in 2100.
Now, precipitation and cloud buoyancy. Explain the relationship between the two.
Right. So let's imagine you're cooking up a storm, and I mean that literally. Then you need two ingredients to make lightning in that storm. The first is that you have water in all three phases, so vapor, liquid, ice, all commingling. And the second ingredient is that you have clouds that are rising quickly enough to loft that liquid and ice and keep it all suspended. So we've looked at two variables that correspond to those two ingredients. The first is the precipitation rate, basically the rain rate, and the other is this measure of storm energy. And so we've used that in observations and found that it predicts lightning very well, in fact, surprisingly well. We were surprised by that. And that gave us the confidence to then use it in the climate models. And then the climate models can then tell us which of those two variables is then responsible for this increase in lightning.
Now, these are theories, though, but it's so hard to predict the future. How confident are you that lightning's going to rise by 50%, if maybe not more, in the next few decades? I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, we have confidence based on a few reasons. One is that this predictor that we have is physically based. It's based on these two ingredients we know we need for lightning. And the other is that when we go and look in observations, we find it works very well. And like I said, that was a surprise even to us. We used three completely independent data sets and found this really spectacular correlation between the predictor and the lightning. And then when we go into the climate models, what gives us further confidence is the fact that they're all telling the same story. So we have these two variables. An increase in either of them could lead to an increase in lightning strikes. And the models say, well, precipitation rates, they're not going to change all that much. But cloud energy, storm energy, on that, the models are unanimous. They're all predicting quite substantial increases in storm energy. And that is what then drives these large increases in lightning.
Now, if lightning strikes do increase, what are your big concerns, aside from hitting people?
Yeah, if you get hit by lightning strike,
yeah,
that's
no good.
Not good. But maybe the bigger concern is wildfire. So half of the wildfires in the U.S. are triggered by lightning. And those are often the most difficult to combat because they can be started far from the nearest firefighter. Now, at this stage, we don't know what the distribution of this increase in lightning strikes is going to be. It could be that regions of the country that get a lot of lightning already are going to get even more, or it could be that regions that get very little today will end up with much more than they're used to. So the next step for us is to figure out what that geographical distribution is, so that we can then answer questions like what impact does this have on wildfire frequency. But certainly, it's reasonable to speculate that if we have this 50% increase in lightning strikes, we'll have an associated increase in wildfire frequency.
Isn't there a good news, bad news scenario when it comes to greenhouse gases?
It's going to have a lot of changes. And most of these changes that we're going to get with increases in greenhouse gases are going to be changes that human civilization has not experienced before. If in this scenario, the business-as-usual scenario over the 21st century, we're going to get a 4 degrees Celsius increase in global mean temperature. That's what scientists talk about. It's a 7 degree Fahrenheit increase in global mean temperature. And the temperature increases will be even larger over higher latitudes and over land where a lot of us live. So there are going to be a lot of consequences from that. And this increase in lightning may just be basically the least of our concerns with all the other impacts that will be in store.
You know, Florida and states near the Mississippi and Ohio rivers get the most lightning. Should they expect a lot more? Should those areas be on alert?
We don't know. So we still don't know what the geographical distribution is going to be. That's going to be the next step for us. And it has implications for all sorts of parts of the country. Here in California, for example, we certainly want to know what that lightning strike change is going to be, given our concern about wildfires. And so that's where we're going next with the research.
That's UC Berkeley climate scientist David Roms. David, thanks a lot.
Thank you.